The other thing, I mean, I live on the corner, and there's a stop sign, but nobody goes by it. And they go through that thing at 50 or 60. And I know I've talked to Monica and Larry's grandchildren, you know, because it makes me so nervous when they were walking. And I said, not everybody follows the 25 miles an hour. I mean, I run around the lake every day. I've been confronted by people because I tell them to slow down. And I know, I know Mrs. Rotella can slow down too. And they've come at me and stuff like that. And, you know, it's 25 miles an hour, you know, and not everybody follows it. And hardly anybody stops. I've almost been completely hit T-boned by people blowing through that stop sign. The house that was taken down, the yellow house that was taken down over by Joe's and by yours, and they cut all the trees down. The truck was loaded for more. And that truck went through there 50 miles an hour, not even stopping. It was on. And if I was out running, my kids were out riding a bike, your kids were out walking, anything like that, that scares me to death. I don't know if we can get occasional troopers up here, especially in the summer months when, you know, there's more people around, to just run radar. I know they have better things to do, and it's not, their philosophy is it's not busy enough. But something has to be done, because I'm petrified that someone's going to get pummeled. And there's no way coming around that bend that somebody can get out of the road in time.
We could make that corner
a
three-way stop sign.
Yeah, why not? Honestly, coming from my house up, you have to stop regardless, in my opinion. I stop no matter what, because I'm afraid. You know,
I think that's a good suggestion. You could make a three-way
stop. But I mean, is there a way? I know around Schnangle Valley State Park, they have temporary speed bumps that go in the roads for the summer. To slow people down.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Just
nobody follows by the stop sign, so they blow through it.
I'll get a couple of signs tonight and have them up.
You know what I mean? It's just, unfortunately, you know, and I'm telling you, you know, it's scary. You know, you know,
so they're coming down Hanson Road.
They're coming down Hanson Road.
Blowing straight through.
Right.
Right.
You know, and I see it all day long.
It's
almost
the county. That's the county
side
over there.
Yeah.
County
do we have to
but
it's
the town of Sanford stop sign, right?
Yeah, that's the town of Sanford stop sign, but it's Broome County Road coming down.
The existing one is a town.
You know, and it's insane. You know, the amount of the amount of cars that come barreling through there at 50 or 60, and if somebody was walking and they happened to be in the road a little bit, it's dangerous.
It's definitely true that it happens all the time.
Oh,
right
scary.
Around that corner, across from you, Joe.
That's a tricky corner.
Trying to back out of the Bluebird, they just take that corner. You have no view, and they come 50 miles.
But if you put a stop sign there, then they're going to stop and realize it, and hopefully they.
Hopefully they don't stop.
25 mile an hour speed, so.
Yeah,
again, maybe it would slow things down.
Mark, I was told a few years back by a state trooper that this was the 25-mile speed limit around the lake is posted was really a courtesy number. It's not an enforceable
that number. That is an enforceable number at 25. If it was 20, which was the original speed on Front Street and Deposit, that's not enforceable. You know, but the 25 miles an hour, that's why on Front Street, I think it is downtown. It's gone up to 25 because that is an enforceable number. My husband,
this was a state trooper.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
An enforceable number is the courtesy number.
Yeah, but I mean, even 30. I mean, even if it was 30, it would be better than 65. Yeah. The way some people fly through here, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just.
It's terrible around the lake.
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, one of the worst offenders is the UPS man. I'm telling you, I swear to God, that's the wheel going around that bed.
You know, they said that they're on a deadline, and so they left them.
So creating one of my children is more than a deadline. I mean, I have five kids. They're not allowed to even go out in the front lawn because I'm petrified that they'll be too close to the road.
Well, basically, you have to have cooperation of all the people on the lake.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Those kinds of things, if any of you recall, for enforcement, when Mort brought a sheriff out here to control some of the voting things, he got pummeled by people on the lake here. Why are you doing something like that to us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it has to be. But, you know, a lot of us in here, you know, I mean, I know I see a lot of people out walking and everything else. And, you know, and of course, you know, I run almost every day and with my mutt. So it's I would prefer him not to get hit either. So it would just be pleasant to have people slow down a little bit, mind the stop signs, and you know,
well,
pay attention.
You're preaching to the choir.
I know.
Are, you know, responsible people.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
The ones who aren't here and those who don't live here as well. And if, I don't know what we can do about that. Let's maybe put something in the paper or, you know.
Yeah, they don't care.
How about that? You
know, yeah. Family. You can also request the police
for a stop sign.
Not every day, but once in a while.
I think we could take it up with the town board, and they'll direct us what would need to happen. Maybe the sheriff's department. I don't even know if does the town even have a police force at this point.
They don't have jurisdiction. They have to be Maryland County.
The
village police, but does the town of Sanford?
No,
we are governed. We're
maybe somebody can park one of those trailers up here with the built-in radar, and it starts flashing the. You know.
The state police.
But we can take it up with both the town and the county.
I've talked to the sergeants that took it down there. They've been up here before. It can't be all the time, but I'll mention to them again and see if it comes up. And the sheriff does have one of those trailers with the speed limit thing. Yes, I don't know how much good it does. You know, maybe people will slow down some of it.
Okay. I mean, it'd be worth if we can get it up here. That would be helpful.